This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's kind of an amazing story out of Kenya today. In one of the least developed and poorest parts of that country, special satellites have detected untapped aquifers, trillions of gallons of water, and a boatload of promise for a part of the world where fights over water are already commonplace. But Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports the benefits may not flow quite so easily.
This is how important water is in Turkana County in northwest Kenya. When oil operators there tried to boost their cred with locals by building small water wells there,
they're turned down because having a well is seen as being more likely to be attacked.
Claire Allenson covers East Africa at Eurasia Group. She says fights over water between Kenyan herders and farmers are longstanding.
It's probably the single biggest driver of insecurity and political instability in Turkana.
4 out of every 10 Kenyans lack access to safe drinking water. So having a deluge of water for everyone should solve the problem, right? Maybe, not necessarily.
Just because resources are discovered does not necessarily mean that they're going to be distributed in either efficient ways or in ways that benefit citizens.
Charles Warren is a fellow at Harvard's Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs.
Kenya itself has had a history of politicized ethnicity.
That could complicate sharing the water. Kenya also has a divide between urban areas and rural areas like Turkana, which feel ignored by the central government. Kenya's new constitution gives local county institutions a lot more control over resources, but Eurasia Group's Claire Allenson says local leaders may not be ready to manage such an asset.
In terms of having a skill set, the knowledge base to really manage it, it's not quite present at the county level.
All in all, there are 66 trillion gallons of promises underneath Turkana. It's not certain whether that potential will flow through or evaporate. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.